Little me.
Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige, and this is the Dear Little Me podcast.
A podcast where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
So if you're a Demi Lovato fan, definitely subscribe. We're on the road to 1,000 subscribers. We're hoping to get there, you know, sooner than later. It'd be cool to have 1,000 before we hit our 2-year anniversary, which is July 31st or August 1st?
One of those. I think we filmed it July 30th and we uploaded it August 1st.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
because I think like we filmed it the night I got to you, to your house, and then like we uploaded it like the next morning.
I feel like we should probably know that. Well, we have a fun episode. I am actually excited for this episode because we came together before we filmed each episode. We're like, okay, so what do you got for ideas? And we just like throw them out on the table, and we really had nothing, but we
pulled this out of our ass.
But I'm excited. For it. And then also, I think we mentioned it last episode that Angel's coming. When are you coming? Are you coming
next weekend? Not this weekend, but next weekend I'll be there May 5th.
May 5th. So we're going to be filming a lot of episodes. We have ideas. Yeah. So I know that you guys like the videos when we're together. I do too. It's obviously a lot easier. And we can do a lot of things. We're going to take advantage of the time that we have, and we'll do a lot of things that we normally can't do virtually. Yeah. But this week we got an episode for you guys. We're going to be like, this is going to be a whole Dear Little Me episode.
It is the name of our podcast, so it's not too out of reach.
Yeah, we're channeling our name. Yeah. But we first wanted to talk about, do you want to tell them? We got Bedcella going on.
Yes. So Demi blessed us 5 days ago from when you're seeing this.
5 days?
Yeah, 5 days ago. Demi blessed us with, y'all know the Body Say music video that was in the bed with the white sheets, and Demi was wearing white, and it was just beautiful. Well, Demi blessed us with a Body Say 2.0
with clothes. Yeah. I love it. I love that Demi's been wearing that kind of leather.
Yeah.
A leather jacket, but I guess it is like a leather jacket, but.
And I love Demi with the long hair. Like, I know I say it a lot. Like, even just like that length. Like, I don't need the extensions and all that. But, like,
we kind of have I need to get my hair cut. I've been wanting to go lighter. Yeah. Now, but, I should send a picture of that to my friend and have her do my hair like that, because I hate my cut. But
is Demi's natural hair this long yet, or is it still extension?
No, I don't think so. That'd be awfully fast. That'd be some miracle grow in Demi's hair if that's the case.
But Demi cut it back in, what, 2020? So it's been almost 3 years. It's been 3 years because it was quarantine.
They shaved it a couple of times. No, they completely shaved it in 2022, right?
Was it? Oh, yeah, for the spider tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was 2022. So definitely not that long yet.
There's if it was 2020, it makes sense. But
we also don't want people to come for you, because the one time you said extensions and they're like, it's a wig. So there's a whole, usually a 30-plus-minute episode, and they don't refer to any other things we talked about, and they just watch so they could find something to correct. Yeah. We appreciate you guys that interact, like answering our questions that we ask you guys, and just, you know.
Do it in like a comment on, like, it's like the compliment sandwich, like something good, something you could work on, and something else good. They use that in business.
Oh, that's a good, I like that. Yeah, I think that, yeah. Some of the comments, I'm like, I love the comments, though. We do talk about them. But so Body Say photo shoot, that just reminded me that we never got the Body Say music video, and I still am so upset about that. Do you remember that there was supposed to be a music video for that song?
Yeah, I know there was like people like put a few clips together from, I think, the Dancing with the Devil documentary, or Simply Complicated, one of them. It was Simply Complicated, definitely. I don't know why I said too many documentaries, but someone put a few clips together from when Demi was like on the bed in that
documentary, really?
And then made that into the music video. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh. It's just like a few random clips that were in the documentary, like over and over again.
Yes.
Like to the beat of the song.
So. Well, I'm gonna have to watch that, because that's about as good as we're ever gonna get. Because that we'll ever hear that song live. That one is
I only heard Demi perform it. I don't even think I heard Demi perform it live.
Oh, you didn't go to the Future Now tour, did you?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I was gonna say, because I know the performance. I remember seeing the performance from when Demi like very first released it, like their very first live performance of it, and I was like,
Yeah, I reacted to that. Oh my God. I was like I could barely hear Demi, and I was like, I need to get this reaction video up. Terrible quality. Oh my God, I'll have to link that down below. Yeah, body say reaction. Oh my God. What time? Well, okay, so we constantly talk about obviously the past and the things that we've gone through in the fandom and things that we've experienced, because that's kind of like the whole, like, we keep you guys updated, but also we're very nostalgic people. And so this whole episode is going to be surrounding things that you probably forgot that happened in the fandom. Maybe you weren't here. Maybe you remember every single thing that we talk about. Props to you. You have a great memory. We had to like name off a few. It took us a little bit, but some things that maybe, yeah, you weren't here for the in the fandom yet. So you guys can like live through this episode a little bit. We're going to talk about what we remember, and there's probably so many more. So if you guys have any things that happened in the past,
Yes.
comment
And
below.
also comment when you join the fandom so we know like when you join the fandom and like how many things you remember. Because if someone joined the fandom 2013 versus last year, it's going to be very different what they
Oh,
remember.
that'll be so, that's so different, because I don't know anything that happened before like 2011, because that's when I became a fan. So like I don't really know anything from the Disney days besides
Yeah.
what
I don't know anything pre-Unbroken era, because that's when I joined.
So same. So I don't know what else happened. Like if Demi had other products back then, I don't know. But we wanted to talk about, we have a long list. Maybe we should get into it. Do you want to start from the top?
Yeah. So the first one is the Lovato Club. I have very like faint memory of this because I remember whenever I like figured out it was a thing and went to join, like nothing happened, and then it was shut down completely like a week or two later. So I never got to actually experience the Lovato Club. But from what I remember, it was like a exclusive thing that like only if you were a member of the club, you would get like access to like exclusive selfies, pictures, and like photo shoots, and like possibly other things like games and stuff like that. But
Maybe I should have researched it a little more. I was a part of the club. I don't remember. Well, if you guys don't know what the Lovato Club is, you're not alone. I don't really know what it was either. It was like a way for fans to like chat in forums. I know that Demi would post like cute videos, not very many, like the promo videos, like the funniest thing. It was like so 2014. I wish I could go back to that. And what else? I remember they're giving like a pair of meet and greet tickets away. You had to comment or enter. You had to explain why you deserve the tickets or why you wanted the tickets. And other than that, like I remember we were supposed to get a gift for signing up. I don't know what that was. I think you got early ticket access. They gave you like a code. So I guess there was some like perks to it, but I don't remember how much I paid a month, how long it was. I don't remember ever canceling my subscription. Like I don't know how long it was a thing. It disappeared just like everything else Demi's done. I feel like just
That's what
poof.
I'm saying. Like, I didn't get to experience any of it because I joined and I was so excited. And I remember getting my mom's credit card, and I was like, yeah, Lovato Club. And then it
Yeah,
disappeared like 2 weeks later, and I was like, damn.
it wasn't like the place to be, but it was fun for the time. I feel like it worked then. Like if Demi were to do something like this now, not that that would ever happen, that would be kind of silly, I guess.
Yeah, especially because Demi's fan base is mostly like our age, and that was mostly for like the teen type.
Yeah.
Like all of us were like teens back then. And I don't think a bunch of 20 to 30 to 40 year olds are gonna go on a forum and chat with each other.
Hey, you never know. Sometimes a lot of group chats are lots of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of group chats that I have with my subscribers are fun.
I was gonna say, literally, speaking of that, I was so scared. Was it yesterday or day before?
Yeah.
I was literally taking a nap, and then all of a sudden I got bzz, 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 like literally,
Did you even chat in the group chat at
I did
all?
not.
I'm gonna do another one. Don't worry. I'm
I
just
scared
taking
the
a
shit out.
break.
I was taking a nap, and it was bzz, 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 like because everyone was just going at once.
Yeah, it was fun, but a lot. It was like only a 24-hour chat, which is interesting. But anyway, off topic. I wanted to move to the next one because I kind of had to just search a little bit for the name of this one because I'm like, did this actually happen or was I dreaming it? But it in fact was an app, and I went to go download it again because I remember I really liked it. I wonder if any of you guys still have it on your phone, but it's not available anymore. So, Zombarazzi. app. There, so Demi released that. It was like, I remember Batman like being in it, like a cartoon of him. And it was kind of like a Candy Crush game that Demi released. It was called Zomborazzi. So basically, you had to defeat the paparazzi, but they were zombies because Demi was like obsessed with The Walking Dead. And yeah, did you ever play this?
I don't remember it.
You have to like really dig deep for that one because it wasn't.
I literally, like maybe I, but it's like that sounds like 2014 core, and
It was
I've
like
lost.
2016.
Yeah, I lost a lot of memory. I'm
Aww.
starting to get dementia. I swear, I'm like not
Yeah,
remembering.
I'm with you on that one. But you remember Path to Fame.
Yes, I do remember Path to Fame. If you guys don't know, that was like if you guys know the app episode where you like can play a bunch of like different scenes and you get to pick what the character does, whatever. Demi had their own version. It's called Path to Fame, and you basically played as it, well, you didn't play as Demi, you played as like a
No.
person, and then like you went with Demi on tours or whatever the hell.
Whenever I hear the instrumental for Heart Attack, like the original, it reminds me of like the opening of that game.
Really? It was hard. I do remember
Yes.
being Heart Attack, but I don't like it.
Yeah, every time it's like I hear it in my head. That I would
I
love to
spent
like
so
play
much money on
again.
that game. I
You
spent at
actually
least,
bought stuff?
yes, I spent at least $300 on that game. Not even kidding. Because you know how an episode, like, if they give you the two options, and like the one option is the really shitty option for free, and then the other option you have to pay like 10 stones for the good option.
Wasn't there one like where you had, it was something with Demi? Was it you had something with clothes or like actually hanging out with Demi? Because Demi would like pop in. It was like your story, but Demi was like the voice of reason and helping you make decisions and like what you should do and had your back. It was like Demi was your friend, but just wasn't ever really around, you know, just giving advice on the industry. Oh, because we were like openers for Demi and stuff. Like
Yeah.
we're artists in the game. Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. So that, but what else, what were you buying?
Like, so in the
Interactions
episode,
with
but
Demi?
yeah, so like in the game, like there's the two options.
Yeah.
Like in the normal episode games, it'd be like preparing for a date, free option, wear sweatpants and a t-shirt with holes in it, or you could pay 10 bells to wear a really sexy dress. Obviously, I'm gonna wear the really sexy dress. So it was like that in the Demi game. It was like, what are you gonna wear on stage? Are you gonna wear a bathing suit, or are you gonna wear like a hot leotard? Like it's like they gave me the really shitty option for free, and then so I always picked the paid option, and I had my mom's credit card at the time, so sorry,
How
mom,
did Nicole feel about
you
that?
did not know.
She didn't notice the $300 charge to episode.
I convinced
Thought it was a
her account was
TV.
hacked.
What?
I convinced her that her account was hacked and she had to change her card. Sorry, mom.
Oh my God, that's too funny. I liked it. Again, that was like 2015. It was when Cool for the Summer. So it was
Yeah.
2015.
Yeah, because I remember in the game, Demi had the short hair.
Yeah, is so can we play that one still? I gotta look it up. What else we have on the list?
Next on the list is the NYC makeup collab. We touched on this briefly in a previous episode, but Demi had like the eyeshadow palette, the mascara, nail polish, just a bunch of different things. I remember the makeup being the shittiest quality ever. I still have the mascara. It's
Yeah.
probably dry as shit now. But I remember like I would literally like only have it in my purse as like a promoting Demi, but I never used it. There's the tea. I was Demi's biggest promoter back in the day. I had it like sticking out of my purse in school, and I'd be like, oh my God, look at my mascara. That's the eyeshadow palette that doesn't stay on your eyes for longer than 10 minutes.
Wait, I should try it out. I'm gonna try it out. This was like a dupe for the Naked palette back in the day. I'm gonna try it out, guys. So I still have my makeup. I have like the, I'm not gonna do the cheek stuff, but I have the eyeshadow palette if you're listening here. We're gonna do a little
A
makeup
tester.
tutorial. I don't have any, maybe I'm gonna clean up the brush on the back of my hand. So which color should I do? Like a dark one?
I was gonna say, I do a darker one so we can tell if
Okay.
it like
You know, I'm gonna
pigmented.
do this matte one, this dark matte one here.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
I just
ready?
remember like, I would do it and it wouldn't stay on throughout the day. It like came off after an hour or something.
I mean, it's definitely very patchy. That's not too bad. Like, I wouldn't reach for it. Oh, looks like I was punched in the eye. Oh no. It's not bad. Like, it's definitely not bad for if it's like your first. I love how I'm using it as if it's still for sale and people are gonna go out and buy it. Yeah, it's not
So
bad.
you're
We're having
promoting
candy.
it.
We'll do a shimmery.
Yeah. Shimmery pink.
It's oh, look at that. It's very chalky. I definitely did a review on this. Was like, this is great. This is great. Because that's when I was up Demi's ass 24/7. Oh my
Like,
God.
do like a legitimate like smoky eye or something.
I probably could, but yeah, this isn't really showing up.
Yeah.
That's not good. I don't like that. I won't be reaching for that palette. I remember my dad, like, you couldn't find it anywhere. And I would check, like, I would have my dad check all the Targets because he would travel around the state for his
Yeah.
job. And so I'd be like, check Target for me. And he found it and, like, bought all the stuff for me. I still have the other stuff. I don't feel like digging for it.
Well, like I was saying before we started recording, I wish Demi had a perfume because I feel like Demi would make like a really nice smell. I don't know. Like I feel like a lot of celebrities have a perfume, so it'd be the same thing. But like I don't know. Like perfumes are nice. I love perfume.
You know
So.
how often I've gotten asked over the years how Demi smelt when I met them? I do not know. I don't remember.
You wanted,
Just a,
yeah,
Max would not let me get
a
that
waft.
close. I just went over and was just like,
Yeah.
like imagine. Skechers collab. Did you own any of the Skechers that Demi
I did
had?
not. I just remember it being like, I remember the photo shoots. I remember seeing the promo videos for it. And one picture of Demi, like, literally, like, mid run or something.
Yeah, Demi had me buying Skechers. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but I remember at the time being like Skechers. Like I used to wear Skechers when I was a kid.
I was gonna
And
say, yeah, like whenever I saw Demi coming out with Skechers, I was like, really?
let me
Skechers?
see if I could find the Skechers I had. These were them. I feel like they were blue though. Like the inside, I feel like it was.
Yeah.
They were comfortable because I used to wear them to work, and they were very comfortable for all the walking I had to do.
Have Skechers flip
Yeah.
flops, they're great, but I remember at the time being like, you know, middle school and it was like not cool to wear Skechers. So I
Oh,
was
that's
like,
why you didn't have them.
yeah. We were wearing Doc Martens and Vans and
Oh,
Converse.
yes. I sh wish I had these on hand, but I know because we talked about it like last episode. Nail polish collection. Did you guys know that Demi had nail polish? The new black, it was called. It was really great. I had the green version of this and I always wanted the purple. I had this one and I never got the purple one.
I was gonna say, I would prefer the purple one over the green.
Well, I think I liked it because it had like the neutral and like the gold, but
Yeah.
also I love like green like that. But they were really cute. This is probably one of like my favorite things that Demi released.
Maybe I should go buy some Demi Lovato nail polish. They're
I
probably
have
being sold
some.
somewhere on
Oh my God,
eBay.
we should try using. No, should we try using it when you come here? I don't know. I gotta
They're
find it.
probably watered down or someone. I don't
It's
know what
probably
happens to nail polish.
watered down, dried out.
I don't know what happens to nail polish over the years.
We'll find out soon. Hair extensions. I know you had Demi's hair extensions.
I did. I don't know if there were multiple colors, but I had the pink one.
Yeah, there were. There was purple, red,
Yeah, I
blue.
had pink. And I just remember it being the weirdest thing because I was so excited because in like the promo videos, it looked like it was like genuine, like maybe like clip-in, but it was literally like this plastic clear headband that you put around and then like came. It looked like so not natural, especially with my hair. You could tell it's
Yeah.
really curly and red. So the
And you
straight.
couldn't curl the, it was like
No. So
synthetic,
the
so
in
it wouldn't help.
straight pink extensions.
I bought the blue ones probably in 2017 because I was going to do a video trying out like all of Demi's products and I never owned them and I never filmed the video and I definitely have thrown them away since then. So Demi really had a bunch of us rocking short ass hair extensions with like long hair.
It was
Like,
so weird, especially because like I literally have curly hair. I remember it was I only got it because I was like, Demi, yeah, but I look so fucking stupid.
then they had like a flip to them too. Like, there
Yeah.
was no way to style them because if you put any heat to it, it would melt because it's plastic. And Yeah, it just did not.
And the fact that it was literally a plastic, like, it was like, I don't even know what it was. It was like literally
I
a
have my I have extensions here. They're like halo extensions. But they have like the band
Yeah, and I'm
that
like, this
like
didn't save a rubber band. I'm like, how do you? And like, it looked so obvious.
I feel like if I had those now, maybe with my length now, the blue would have looked cool. Just kidding. I would not wear them. They are
Next
my
is
destiny.
Devon by Demi. I touched on this briefly last episode, maybe. That I still have the little pouch that it came in because I used it for my little emergency kit in my car. And my boyfriend pulled it out. He's also a Lovato, for those of you who don't know. He pulled it out of my car and he was like, "Why do you still have this?" Because it's from
Like, why
2014.
not, Chris?
Yeah,
Why not?
it's literally from 2014. I'm surprised I even still have it. But yeah, basically, Demi came out with a skincare line, and I remember, I don't know if there was a bigger pack, but I remember I had the one. It was like the spray and the two creams. So you had the big set.
I had the
Also.
set. I ordered two. That was the thing. So many people accidentally ordered two of them. I don't know how, but I still have mine. This one's opened. Let's spray it, not on my face. Oh, it still smells good. Hold on.
I was gonna say, I think like the intense fragrance in your face.
Yeah, it definitely smells not like it used to, like the after smell is not good at all, but I have an unopened one. These are all unopened. I want to open
Should
it,
do a
but
giveaway,
I
see if
can't.
anyone wants it.
Ew, I had an open one of these. Ooh, that looks so bad. In this, the look of it, ew, it looks so gross. Oh, that's black in there. What is that?
Mold. You got
Oh,
mold
it
in your.
has to be. Or is that the label? Oh, it's a label. It's the back label, I think.
Oh my God. I was like,
I
what?
would, we should open them like when you're here.
Oh my gosh. I would say I want to try it out for shits and giggles, but I don't want to break my face out again.
You guys use the Von by Demi. I did another review on that. I'm gonna link these videos below. I did a review on that and I loved it at first, but then it did start to break me out really bad.
Yeah, no, I feel like I went through a second puberty, the amount I broke out.
That's a good way to put it. Staying Strong book and journal. Did you have these?
I had the book. I didn't have the journal. I remember, like, specifically, like, I used to, yeah, I still journal, but not daily journal, but I used to daily journal. And at the top of my journals during that era, I would write the quote of
Oh,
the
that's
day. Yeah.
cute.
And then I would, like, write, like, because it was like Demi had, like, a quote and then, like, what they thought about the quote or whatever. And so I would, like, analyze, like, and be like, I agree with Demi because, like, I don't know. Just analyze the quote.
I have that. Yeah, I still have this. This is such a cute book. It really is really cute.
My cover thing is so dirty. I feel like I should just take it off and just have the book with the sleeve is so dirty.
Is it supposed to be off-white? Yeah, mine's a little dirty too. Let's see what the what today's is.
April 24th.
This is the 24th. Okay. Underneath, it's all the same love from Malcolm Moore. For I don't feel like reading it. So the goal is focus on what connects you to your friends, family, and colleagues today. That I felt we could have had a better one. So I don't know what's on this, but this is my journal. And I think I wrote in it once, no, twice.
What'd you write about? Share the tea. What were you, like, 18, 19 when you got that?
2015, like 20, 19,
20.
20. I might have been 19. I always feel, oh, this is sad. I was feel at this point when I was going through like my breakup and stuff, but I only have two. I wish I wrote more. I don't want to show it because then somebody could pause it.
Yeah.
But I only wrote in it twice, I think. I feel like I should just rip those out and just like give it away. I don't know. I feel like these, it's just so sad. This is
Just
sad.
randomly start writing in it again, and you could be like, hey, long time no see.
Hey, it's been 8 years. I'm glad to be back.
Still staying strong.
Barely though. The last one
Last but not
we're gonna
least, Fabletics.
talk about.
Man,
I wore my Fabletics today to the gym. I wear it every week.
I would say I think Fabletics was the best like product that Demi's been like a
Because it
ambassador
doesn't
for.
expire
Yeah.
and it's something that's practical. Like I'm not gonna be wearing colored hair extensions. You know what I mean?
I just remember there was a lot of drama with the photo shoots, and people thought like Fabletics like edited
They
Demi's
did.
body.
Because where was Demi's butt chin half the
Yeah, the
time?
chin was edited out,
And
and people
then,
said that they made him
yes.
Demi slimmer.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. It looked, I don't know who was the editor for Fabletics, but it was bad. And Lovatics would like drag them.
Yeah.
And I liked it. And I thought it was very interesting that Demi did another collection like in 2020, I think it was when it came out.
Yeah.
And like, I did not expect that. And it was, yeah, there was like a bunch of different collections. And I was actually on Poshmark looking at Fabletics, and like, I would totally buy some of the other stuff. I have one of the tanks still that says like confident, and I have not worn it to the gym because I just feel not comfortable wearing it.
Not confident.
I don't feel like, I was like, I don't know if I really want to wear this because it just is like too much.
I'm
I don't want,
confident.
yeah. I was like, why did I buy this? But I wore the pants today from that outfit, I'm pretty sure. And I love it. They stay on me so good, the
Yeah, I was
Fabletics.
gonna say the leggings were literally like the best material. They were like stretchy but like compact at the same time. I don't know if that's a word, but like it definitely like hugged your like
Yeah,
body,
I
but also
felt
was
good today.
breathable. Yeah, so great. I had the I think I had the purple set, the purple leggings and the bralette, and then
I
I
have the
had the
purple ones right there.
yeah, and then I had the whole pink set with the jacket. I still have the jacket to this day. It doesn't fit me any more than the zipper
I
broke,
lost some
but
jackets. Yeah, it was so good. It was great. I have a lot of the workout clothes. So let us know if you guys have any of the products that we mentioned, or you guys remember them. Are there any that you totally forgot and we just unlocked a memory for you?
yes.
Because that Zomborazzi one was, that one was like, I could not remember the name of it. I was like, I just was like looking it up. I was like, is this real? Like, I was like, did I dream this?
Yeah.
What was
Wild shit.
your favorite one out of all of it? You said Fabletics, you liked?
Yeah, Fabletics is definitely my favorite. That's
I'm
my
gonna
favorite.
say Fabletics too. I did like Path Fame though, because that was fun. Like, I'm a game
So I
person.
spent a lot of money on that game.
Yeah.
It was my favorite at the time. Definitely
Oh
vibed with
yeah,
it.
we could tell.
Episode as a whole
$300.
was like my favorite thing to do.
Well, yeah, good times. I wonder what else we're gonna get. Like, the last thing we got was the vibrator that we didn't mention, but how
Yes.
about we just do our high for the week?
Okay, yeah. Ended on a positive note, guys. So my high. I'm gonna do like a mental health high. Meds, very great. If you need them, don't be ashamed. I got my meds increased and I feel so much better. That's my
I have
high.
to go pick mine up. Thanks for reminding me. My high is just everything coming along with the office space that we're building is very exciting, and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you guys one day soon, hopefully. I wanted it to be done so we could record when we're together in that room, but we'll see. But that's it for us this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed this nostalgic episode of things you probably maybe forgot.
Thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in. Here's your friendly end of episode reminder to watch us on streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Helps us so much. And you can come back to YouTube, watch us here, comment, interact with us. We love interacting with you guys.
Yes, we'll see you guys next week. Bye,
Bye.
guys.
Sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.